Part 2, Testimony, April 1980.
You just confessed. Everything was erased from my mind. I felt good. I remember afterwards I was sweating in the fetal position. My mouth was dry. And I had to go downstairs and get a drink. So in one sense, I excused myself. I said, I gotta go downstairs and get a drink. So I'm thirsty. And really my throat is dry. I said to the Holy Spirit. So I got up, walked downstairs. Got to the refrigerator.
I don't really know for sure.
today. Bad at words now, this is all by the mind. Go tell Chris that I love him. I love him with all my heart. And when his time comes, he's going to be with me in heaven. I love his singing, and I listen to his prayers. And I'm taking care of him, I'm watching over him. But go tell him. He doesn't understand. Ray Aguilera believes in 2 and 2 is 4. And going up to somebody and say, hey, I got a message from God. Your heart, not your mouth. said. I mean, they said a lot of, and it just stuck to him. Then I noticed on a Friday night, the leader of the Friday night Zion group, when he was praying, he says, pray from your heart, not from your tongue. And me and my sister looked at each other, you know, because she knew what was going on in these events with me. But anyway, the service, we prayed in groups again, and I noticed the people that were with me, the three or four people, when I prayed, they cried. I saw tears in their eyes. I mean, they were bawling like babies, but I saw one girl wipe her eyes. But I really wasn't saying anything fantastic or poetic or beautiful. Just like I'm talking to the recorder right now. I just... going on here. Then I had the feeling again, these crazy feelings. I had to go minister to my son, talk to him or something, I don't know. And it was late, and I knew he was up in his room, so I went down to talk to him to explain why I was crying that week before. Share with him what was going on. He let me in. things are going. I don't know how to protect myself, or I was just out of control. Trying to get anybody to hear, to listen to me. And finally, I got to the last person on my list, and it was Kent. He didn't want to talk to me. It was late, I guess, for him, and I told him it's important to listen to me, and I told him what happened. So he started to pray for me. And then I prayed for him. Are you?